Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Welcome to Ask the Manager Mondays, your chance to ask Better Together General Manager Kevin Undergaro and Assistant General Manager Kelsey Meyer your questions about the Better Together brand and questions about life in general. And now, your managers, Kevin and Kelsey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 3, Ask the Manager Mondays. The show where Kelsey and I, we unloosen our ties, pour 2 cups of black coffee.
Yes.
Right from the pot in the office.
Piping hot.
Yes, in the break room.
Yes.
And we answer your questions about the Better Together brand and life in general as our...
associate.
English queen.
English queen.
Said
English
earlier.
Associate.
Yeah. And from what I understand, the questions have just been pouring in.
Pouring.
And... Yeah. Kelsey, do we get good feedback on this one?
Yeah, we do. People are laughing.
Have we? Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, we got it. Stella said that we brightened her day while driving to work, and I love that. Mm. That's what we are here to do.
Okay. Well, that's
a good one.
Of Ask the Manager Mondays.
Yeah.
Listen, it's your Monday. This is not your day.
No. Sorry.
Okay. But, you know, maybe with we get answering your questions may help you through this day and this week. I'll just skip you all over to Friday.
Yeah.
We know what happens on Friday, but that's a whole other conversation.
Whole other scam, really.
Before we get into the question, should we do an update on some Better Together news?
Absolutely.
So we're very close on launching this website. You and Maria, Priscilla Presley, Poogie Pooge. DJ Poogie Pooge in the booth. Who also unloosened her tie.
Yeah.
And she's got, her giant mug that of black coffee that says, I hate Mondays. Mm-hmm. I see it. I always see it hanging in the break room.
I hate Mondays.
And it comes out for this. Looks like someone's got a case of the Moondays.
Moondays.
Right? Kels, we are launching the website.
We are.
Soon.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Interesting. Thank you for letting the manager know.
You're welcome.
Here's the thing. This is not a vanity website, people. This isn't this is a celebrity and their favorite things website. No disrespect to any of those because they're cool. We didn't want that. We want this to actually be a resource to give you the help you need. And one of the things that we hear a lot from people on the show, and Kelsey and I have said, and Pooja, you may experience this as well, but Kelsey and I experienced that we get so many lessons and breakthroughs on every single show, but then it's kind of on to the next, you know? And there's no place to reference these lessons. So this website, we actually want it to be a tool and a resource for people to be able to go to. And if you want to know something about anxiety, we'll have some of our experts and in a compressed form, almost like a cliff note or spark note form,
yeah.
their best lessons and takeaways in some kind of blog. If you want to know about lifestyle things, you know, how to, I don't know, do eye makeup or some of the other things. What's the best self-tanner? If we have it, that'll be up there as well. But especially...
Oh, we have it.
We have it. We do have it.
Yep.
But especially, you know, the breakthroughs that we get and all the coping tools and all the other tools to become more successful, to be a better you. We're going to now have up in blog form on this site, you know, pretty much easy to find, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So it's been nice months to do this. It's nice
because they're kind of segmented into categories. Sorry to cut you off there, Kev, mm-hmm. but that's what I like about it. It's like you have, you know, health and wellness, spirituality, lifestyle. So it's easy to navigate, right?
Okay.
So even if you don't necessarily know what you're looking for, but you're like, God, I'm in, you know, I want to, yeah, help my anxiety. You can go easily to that. That's the one thing with some of these websites. There's so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, where do I go? So it's going to be easy.
And especially with, you know, I don't think a lot of celebrities have this kind of takeaway in these areas. So, you know, when I think of what WebMD does for physical, I said, you know, I feel like we can do that for emotional and other things. And by the way, they're a multi-million dollar enterprise. So of course, we're not even going to be able to hold a candle to them. But I think... Mm-hmm. We can be that kind of resource in a small way for people, and it will continue to grow. Mm-hmm. So be patient with us. I know Pooja has been great about, you know, we've been pulling out a lot of the facts, the lessons and the tips and the takeaways and aggregating them. And it's very exciting. Also, at some point we'll be launching our 10-minute talks, which will be in this feed as well. So probably on like a Sunday. Mm-hmm. You get the 10-minute talks. And what these are is the 10-minute lessons, you know, where we just whittle down the interviews to 10 minutes of the most important lessons you need. And these are going to be great reminders, you know, for some people to be new. But, you know, we're also short on time and money, you know, but especially time too. It's interesting, time, it's a currency we don't respect. You know, it's a different, you know, we take that for granted. A guy could ask you it's funny, one of the podcasts I listened to was saying, like, you can ask someone for $10. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. But then ask him for 10 minutes. It's like, hey, okay, yeah, I get 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. Time really is the thing you'll never get back. You can get money back, right? You can make money
great
back.
Great point. Mm-hmm.
But you can't get time back.
Yeah.
So.
Time is valuable.
Right. So anyway, so if we can give you some of these powerful lessons in 10 minutes... We're going to be launching that as well sooner than later. So that's a good update. And then, mm-hmm. of course, you know, on a lighter note, our after-school specials. we're going to continue to produce them. But last week, I don't know how it got brought up in the show, but we discussed the war on drugs and a certain PSA that was created called Private Victories back in the 80s. We need them. That they showed in all the schools. And we talked about how clearly it worked when kids got to see rich white kids smoking or doing drugs, right? Or whatever it was. And when they got to see the whole cast that was in the PSA in the high school all come together to play in a band at the end that told the story and expressed the lessons, we learned that, yeah, of course this worked.
Of course.
Everyone stopped doing drugs.
Right.
Okay, then what do? We get rid of the campaign. We get rid of DARE. We get rid of Say No to Drugs. We poo-poo on Nancy Reagan and her great effort. And now what happens?
And now everyone's on drugs
again. Everyone's on drugs again.
Yep.
So it now come to the Better Together players.
Yeah.
Listen, we just started these after-school specials. Now, but you know, we go fast here.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
Valentine Priscilla said she wants to be an extra.
Get her name. We need them.
We got you.
But Priscilla Presley, you know, she's all about the fast fail. Well, you know, we're about the fast succeed. We know the after school specials have already shown the one we did very successful.
A lot of promise.
A lot of takeaway, a lot of great lessons already. So we're going to get, but now we step up and we go to the feature film. And by the way, does this not happen on your favorite TV shows where they take that step and make the feature film?
Oh yeah.
The Entourage series, and then boom, they make the movie.
Right.
Sex in the City, right?
Boom, movie. Of course.
Right. So
of course.
We are thinking of taking this big step and to take on the war on drugs.
Yeah.
And we've been, because listen, when you're part of the listen, when you're part of the Better Together family, you're better together for life.
Mm.
We're like the NWO in wrestling.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve the Steamer. But yes, so you're better together for life. So that being said, back comes Jeff Graham. Maybe Lauren LaGrasso. Yeah.
Wow.
We bring them all back.
Really
Lauren,
exciting.
Great, Lauren's a great actress, great musician. Jeff, great actor. And again, we're probably giving you too much right now.
Yeah.
But listen, this is Asset Manager Mondays.
We share it all.
We share it all just for our inner circle of the Heel Squad. Pooja, DJ Pooji Pooj is mm-hmm. also my editor.
Yeah.
And I haven't told you this plot, Kelsey, but...
No, you haven't.
Well, I guess, listen, you can learn, you can know the plot of a film because I'm not going to tell you how it ends.
Okay, tell me.
Hey, Heel Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Heel Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Jeff Graham, senior class president,
mm-hmm.
pretty well-to-do family.
Right. They have slow coffees every morning.
Slow coffees.
Uh-huh.
All good. But Jeff has a little secret.
Uh-oh.
Jeff deals marijuana.
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And guess what he does?
Uh-oh.
He starts dating this really cute freshman.
And he gets her into drugs.
You know who the freshman is?
Who?
Pooja.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Now, Pooja is part of a band.
Okay. Is Jeff also part of the band?
Jeff is also part of the band.
Okay. Is that how they met, maybe?
Yes.
Love that.
Now, Pooja plays cello.
Okay.
Cello, great hiding place for what?
Drugs.
All Jeff's drugs.
Yeah.
We got a good little scheme going
on. So Pooja, he takes Pooja down a dark path.
I don't like that.
And we in the band, our band, we got to somehow pull little Pooji Pooj.
Out of that.
Yes. So.
Out from under Jeff's spell.
And listen, I don't want to give away too much. So. In the end, we can what, Kelsey?
Save her and stop the war on drugs.
Pooja, please.
Wait, did I get it right the second time?
Nope, you didn't. Pooja, it's okay. Listen, it's no wrong answer.
Process.
Listen, that's why I'm the manager. No. So we can reunite, perform as a band, sing a song that relays all the lessons that took place in the movie while cutting to flashback clips.
Of course.
It only makes sense.
It only makes sense.
And then, by the way, winning the war on drugs in the process. That's all.
Right.
That's just a little bonus.
All right. Let's bring the English chick and let's get out of here. This show's over. We're done.
We're done.
We are done.
Our English. Oh, winning the
show. Should we take a...
Our English associate.
Our English associate.
Yes.
I'm trying to lure her in to be a bigger queen in the show. She's intrigued.
She is amazing.
She's intrigued. / confused.
Probably concerned.
Have you actually done this?
What's that?
Tried?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
We're greasing some palms. We're doing the things that you... But it's like Maria... It's funny. With Sean Waltman, X-Pac, famous wrestler. And we babysat for Lula last week. I didn't sleep a wink because Lula has a... You know, Lula has a broken jaw and only one eye. She was abused. We found her, I don't know, 6 years ago. Sean took her and she changed his life. And of course, he changed hers. But he was going to perform in a show this week. And by the way, he was amazing. He wrestled in front of like 3,000 people. He did what they call a run-in, but he looked fantastic. So we're really hopeful that, you know, maybe...
I like that.
Maybe one more run. Mm. Every great champion has one more run in them. Kels, remember that.
Okay.
Everyone but me.
That is not
true. But he came home and, you know, she was so freaked out that, you know, we literally, everyone held her for the 4 days.
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep because at night I just was in the recliner with her in my arms and we would go. But once she was being held, she was fine. It's just she was freaked out, you know. Yeah. When he came home, he said, it was interesting because, you know, Kev, he talks like that. Kev, he's like, and he told me, he's like, I always thought, you know, Kev was, I didn't know how to take him at first. I just thought he was too good to be true. He's like, but a lot of people think that and they don't believe, you know, he's what he say is. And I'm not saying it's humble brag, by the way, because though, as we have known from the show, as manager, listen, it's the 1970s. So I drink my martinis, too many of them after work.
Right.
I'm sexist.
Smoke too many cigs.
Oh my God. Two packs, three packs a day. You know what I mean? But, you know, deep down, hot of gold.
Hot of gold.
Anyway.
That's sweet of him to say.
But with that being said, so when I reach out to the girl overseas and say, our British announcer and say, hey, would you ever want to like, they get a little confused.
She'll come around.
They get their tip and they go and they just get a little, it just comes off a little confusing.
I want her as part of the band.
Ooh, Kelsey, I think just did something.
Well, we do things fast
here.
That's
a great idea.
We do things fast.
Well, we can have her announce the band, you know, in her English accent.
Well, listen.
Maybe I'm getting too far ahead.
We may be. We're going to take a break.
Oh.
We come back. We'll have all your questions, right? We've got lots of questions coming in.
I have a lot of questions.
And we will do our best to answer them. And all that and more.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com or on Instagram @bettertogetherwithmaria. For an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript of today's show, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, PO Box 311, Encino, California 91316. And now, back to Ask the Manager. Stay crisp, Queens.
Yes. You stay crisp.
Stay crisp, Queens.
And I realize now that... that she did that. We just need to come right back, don't we? So here we are. We're back.
Here we are.
Okay, Kelsey, let's get some of these questions going. I know our fans are out there. They want to know what's going to go on TV 38 WSBK in Boston here.
All right, Manager Kev. I got my first question here from Lisa from Minnesota. She wants to know why it's easier to uphold our promises for other people instead of ourselves. What strategies can you implement to come through with the commitments you make to you?
How very Catholic of Lisa.
The heavy one, Lisa.
I think we're programmed to be good boys and good girls. And what comes off as a good boy and a good girl is to, you know, give to everyone else. Mm-hmm. But especially to care what everyone else thinks, right? And so, of course, the social media makes that worse. And her question is, wait, how do we deal with that?
Well, she's asking why it's easier. So you answered that. And then what strategies can we implement so that you can...
So again, I think she's halfway there because she recognized a problem. So I think when you recognize a problem, you're halfway to fixing it. And I think that you know that now. So you now have to... One technique I know a lot of psychologists do is they make you go to a third person. So they make you now, it's Lisa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Lisa being like, hey, that's not really nice to do to Lisa.
Oh,
ooh, that's really kind of inconsiderate to Lisa. Yeah. I had an old priest say this to me back in my altar boy days, back in 48, 49. And he just said, you know, you always talk about wanting to be a good friend to other people. He's like, how about you try being a good friend to yourself? So I don't know. So I think that for her, she's just got to start saying like, hey, that's not nice to Lisa. Yeah. That's not really cool to do to Lisa. And start looking at Lisa in third person.
I love that. It's very Dr. Rao of you. He talks about
the work-scam balance.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right.
Of course.
Pooja knows that even.
Of course. But he also talks about like slinging the second arrow. I honestly think I brought this up last week too. We got to link it again. It's such a good episode.
Slinging
the second arrow. He talks about, you know, someone's beating you up and then you like beat yourself up again.
Right. Well, that's the double loser.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the double loser.
Yes.
Must we talk about the Fonz again?
We have to.
Really? Pooja, do you remember the story about the Fonz?
No. I don't know if I heard that.
Okay. So to you people in the Heel Squad, I apologize if you've heard this before, but then again,
it's a good story.
You have to have it's not the story. You have to be reminded of the lessons to apply
them. It's a good lesson.
So Happy Days is a show that's on the 1970s. It's based on the 50s. Mm-hmm. And it's the most popular show on television. And the Fonz is the most popular character on all TV, played tremendously well by Henry Winkler, who I did a movie with, who's every bit as amazing as you would imagine. Ask the manager, name drop. But he decides to go out to California for an audition to be in the movies. Fonz, mm-hmm. local hero Fonz, is going to make his big step to become a movie star.
Whoa.
Out in Hollywood. He goes out, and what happens? He doesn't get the part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he's on the beach, this bully, the California kid, blonde-haired surfer dude, challenges him, saying, oh, yeah, you think you're cool. I hear you use your motorcycle to jump over trash cans, which is a very famous episode, probably season 2, where Fonzie jumped all these trash cans, crashed, cliffhanger. We all, as little kids, thought he was dead. And then next week, he made it through and he was awesome. And he learned a valuable lesson about pride and not letting his pride get in the way. Now you cut to all these seasons later and this guy goes, oh yeah, you think jumping trash cans? How about we jump some sharks on water skis? Can you do that? Fawn goes, yeah, I'm in. And so Richie, who's the voice of reason, says to him, Fawn's. This is crazy. There's nothing to prove. Why would you do this? Why would you jump the shark? And he said, he goes, Cunningham, I ain't going home a double loser.
Mm.
And of course, he jumps the shark successfully, and the California kid chickens out entirely. And then that was it. Now, everyone took this as when a series jumps the shark, it's when the series is no longer true to itself. Now it's become pop culture because it's like, wait, what? He's jumping sharks? Like, how did we go from like being a motorcycle guy and like on the back streets of Milwaukee in the 50s to like, but I always took a different lesson. And often we become double losers. So something happens and we feel bad, or we did something wrong, or we have something bad happen to us, and then we're a loser there, and then we beat ourselves up, and we're now what?
A double loser.
We're now a double loser.
Yeah.
So so you don't ever want to be a double loser. You don't need to be a double loser, but again, I think it's looking at yourself in a third party and go, you know what? Oh, that's really mean to have done that, to say that to Lisa, to be like that with Lisa, you know, and keep reminding yourself, and then over time, if you can keep checking yourself that you're doing this, beating yourself up and go, you know, and you pivot and readjust and go, no, Lisa, I'm really sorry. Like, no, you're good. Like I would let Ann or Karen or Jessica, or whoever do that. Yeah, I would forgive them. So of course I'm going to give you a pass here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
I like that. Thank you, manager.
Well, Thank you, Assistant Manager.
You're welcome.
Next question, please.
Okay, Brad in Boise.
BB.
Hey, Brad in Boise. You know, he wants to talk about the importance of respectful self-talk. Brad wants to know.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What are the damages of saying negative things?
Nothing at all.
Aloud to ourselves. And what are the benefits of positive affirmations and compliments to ourselves?
Well, listen, none of it. It's, no. So Yogi Cameron calls that mental violence against yourself. So when you know you're doing it, just say, hey, no, stop with the mental violence. Affirmations are okay. This one's better than maybe mental violence against yourself. But guys, it still comes down to action. Mm. So affirmations along with actions and choices and activities and things like that, that's what makes that work. And as far as the mental violence go, when it goes to extreme, you do start to manifest, you know, that you can create a self-fulfilling prophecy. I can't tell you people I know would be like, you know, I always get screwed out of this deal. I always get screwed out of it. And then guess what? Like they end up getting screwed out of whatever they're working on, but it's in their mind and the choices they make support that, support them eventually getting screwed. Look, I'm going to get screwed, so I'm going to do this for, I'll screw them before they screw me, or I'm not going to give my all because I'm going to get screwed. So they keep doing these things that ensure that they what?
Get screwed.
Get screwed.
Yeah.
So you have to, that's another reason why you have to be careful with the mental violence. Mm-hmm. It's a different way of pointing it. So but if you keep saying, I'm a loser, well, you're going to, maybe I'm not going to ask that guy or girl out because why? I'm a loser, right? You start making choices to cement you being a loser.
Where your energy goes, it's where your focus goes, flows, you know? Tony taught us that.
I think there's something to be said for not doing that stuff, but doesn't mean to not keep yourself in check either. You have to be honest with yourself. Mm. You know, I'll never forget my friend was raised by his aunt. And she spoiled him rotten. And this kid, he wiped out her savings.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, derelict. Like from go, it was like he was dropped off. Like they guess like friend. We're talking now about making a movie about it, but he was like dropped off his like sophomore year in high school. And when I say like this black cloud came into this nice lady's life,
oof.
I mean it was like totaling cars, like with no insurance. I mean like just wipe. You know, she was a single working.
Aww.
Lady,
but by the way,
no. Here's the thing: she was very neutral, and just it was one the universe put them together, and she just was like, "Oh, Mark, like, well, you know." She just kind of, and you know what? She was, you know, and we were all very close, and there's a whole bigger story to it. But I'll never forget my older friend Randall, who was one of my mentors earlier on, eccentric Randall, from. Kentucky, believe it or not, had aristocrat roots in, from deep down south, and then also people in Ireland. He was like somehow a count. It was crazy. So he
what?
But he was a very interesting guy. But his philosophies were incredible. And he, I'll never forget this one guy being kind of a just being the brat, inconsiderate piece of trash. In the words of Stone Cold Steve Austin. That he, you know, he could be. And he called him out on it. My friend Randall said, hey, that's not right. And then the aunt said, oh, don't pick on my boy. And I'll never forget his response. Nancy, your boy could use some picking on.
Ooh, Randall said that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So there are times, you guys, where we got to either check ourselves or be checked by other people. So I don't want, because this, today, I think it's so much because no one wants to deal with pain today. Everyone just wants pleasure.
Yeah.
So you have a little bit of shame and then you just want to go in the other direction. Mm. I don't feel like that. No. I'm amazing. And well, maybe there are times that you did things that weren't so right.
Yeah.
That you don't want enough shame to hang yourself, but enough where you go, you know what? I'm going to do better tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move on.
And I think there's a difference between shame and like beating yourself up too.
Well, I think shame is the, I think beating yourself up, but sometimes you need some picking on.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people could beat themselves up a little bit. Don't you? The last couple of years, you see a lot of our, you know, public figures, like the things they've done. Like Goodfellas. Excuse me. You said some things yourself. I'm just saying. You said some things yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of people that kind of be okay to go, you know what? That really wasn't, that really wasn't nice. And that hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that was kind of shitty of me. Really shitty. And man, am I sorry.
Yeah.
And then move on.
But
the problem, but that takes a courage that most people just don't have. So they rather go the other way.
And an awareness. I'm going to triple
that. There's a YouTube star right now that got sued by a major pop star. And I don't want to mention names because I really don't want to get in the middle of this. But the pop star sued her because she claimed she's kind of gossip news. And from, and again, I don't know the whole story, but she said some, apparently some false things about the star. The star sued her, won for like a seven-figure settlement. And I think the I think the person that was sued admitted, you know, under oath that, yeah, she lied, made it up.
Oh.
But instead of coming out as her statement to say, hey,
sorry,
I got carried away. I call she says, like, listen, we do, because I think she does, it's like a typical YouTube star, so it's tongue-in-cheek and comedic. Like, instead of going, like, listen, I go too far, I was having fun, and then I got carried away, and then my pride got in the way, and it was the triple down.
Oof.
We're going to keep fighting. But you know what was interesting? I was a lot of the people who wrote, yes, of course, people like wanted to light her on fire, and then they were on one side, so, and you can't support them. And then on the other side, the ones who are the ride or dies, you're right, no matter, you're right, idiots. But there were people who were neutral who said, listen, it's pride before destruction. Just admit. So, and we still love you. Just admit, you know. But again, it's just like, what's going on today? I'll die to be right.
Uh-huh.
It's more important to be right.
Wow.
To win. It's more important to win than it is to be ethical.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, a lot there and all of that.
I like that though, because I think that's a different take than we often get. I think it's, we are so used to, especially now, like you said, all pleasure.
Just dole out the pills and feel good. Like, sometimes, no, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me.
Excuse me, you said some things yourself. No, you did. But those are those little things that kind of get you back in the boat to go, yeah, okay, I need that rudder. You're right. I'm checked. But then you don't put your head in a noose.
Right.
That's the extreme. It sounds like this Brad is going to do, or I've done, and you do, Kelsey.
Yeah.
And that's what has to stop.
Yes.
It's got to be like, okay, I was wrong. I did it. Mm-hmm. It's passed. I've done my best to make amends, but now I got to go on, and I'm going to now, what I'm going to do is not do it again. I'm going to check myself in the future, and that's it.
Yeah.
And on to what?
And on to bigger and better things.
New scams.
Oh, I like yours better.
It's always on to new scams.
On to new scams. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Manager Kevin. Are you ready for your next question?
Yes, Assistant Manager Kelsey.
I actually have two questions from our homegirl Leah in Boston. Shout out to Leah. We love Leah.
Oh, Leah?
Leah.
Oh, nice.
I used her real name because we love Leah.
Oh, Leah's, what do you mean real names? You've been lying to me, Kelsey?
No, never.
Okay.
I never lie.
Okay.
Sometimes I just, you know, I wanted to actually bring, like, tell you this was our Leah.
Okay.
You know, versus like say, somebody just say Leah.
Got it.
Like I'm saying.
So Leah is a paisan from Boston and a dear friend of the show.
We love her. Leah wants to know. She wants to know, what was the moment that you knew, or did you have this moment, your lives were about to change career-wise? I like that question.
It's funny because there's two lives. There's there's Kevin Undergaro BC and then Kevin Undergaro AD. Or you could say Kevin Indigaro.
Right. And Kevin with an I.
That's it. There's Kevin with an I and then there's Kevin with an E.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my own set of scams. For me, I think when I got my first official writing job, which was at MTV, and it was only an 8-week deal, but I knew that was it. With Maria, when she got the job at Channel One, and when I knew that Anderson Cooper and Lisa Ling had started there, I was like, that's it, done. I just could see the whole path. And what confused me was that others around us couldn't see it. I'm like, how can you not see? Like, those people did it and went on to succeed wildly. And hello, this is Maria.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Who also can act, who's beautiful, who is fashion, has a giant heart, wants to help, relatable, grew up poor, like it's a layup. And I just remember, and it's funny because when we did the reality show, we went back and did the, God, there's so much humble bragging on the show, which is awesome.
Awesome.
But listen, when you manage a local station in the Boston area that plays the Three Stooges and we have the movie loft and so many other things, I think it gives me a bit of a right to brag.
You got a humble brag.
Shout out to Dana Hersey and, of course, Dan Berkery, wherever they are, for the original Ask the Manager.
We got to hunt them down.
I did.
Oh, of course you did.
Right? So I don't know. One's retired. The actual manager's retired. And then the assistant is still doing, I think, a little radio. So we might have to give him a little. And his voice is amazing.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have to reach out.
Yeah.
Little poke.
Little pokey poke. So what I was saying, now if I lost track of my humble brag. Oh, my humble brag was that when we went back to do the reality show, Dennis was an old alcoholic friend that ran one of the carny businesses that I worked for at the right at the end when we were like in the basement and bankrupt and like being threatened and everything was just coming at us at once. And I was on the most amazing losing streak. Mm-hmm. But he remembered, and he said it on camera. He said, it was kind of cool because everyone's always like, Maria, 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 Maria. And he was like, no, get that. And by the way, this guy, like, he really terrorized me when I worked for him because he thought I wanted to take his job.
Oh, God.
I'm like, no, I'm not.
Please, I don't want that.
Yeah, please. I'm just here in my cell doing my time. I just want to do,
And you want to do a good
job. I want to build my license plates, and I'm looking for my parole.
Oh, my God.
You know, and, but it was cool because, get there. I want to talk. He was like, let me tell you something about this sea sucker. It's referring to me. He's like, he said from the beginning, you know how many times I'm in bars with people, they tell Maria, you know that girl. I go, no. You got to know the boyfriend. Uh-uh. He said it from the beginning. He said, Dennis, she's a star. She's going to be big. You just wait and see. And I'm looking at him like, are you kidding me? This kid don't have 2 nickels to rub together. And I don't even know. We used to joke, why is she even like this guy? He's like, he's a loser.
Oh, my so God. So great.
But then he was like, but yeah, he said. But I knew. But to me, it was obvious. So that was the moment. I was like, yeah, layup. We're gone. Bye, B.
That's
And then in a year and a half, E.T. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that was that. I was like, here we go.
With Channel One, was it just, was an audition that she just...
Mm-hmm. Several. Mm. So it's funny. The same friend I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Right. That was a brat. Like was right. the dark yeah, cloud yeah, was yeah. on. I mentored him. He was my first kind of person because I was a substitute teacher and I worked with special needs kids. Yeah. He was one of them. And he ended up becoming very successful. You know, I got him away from, like he was just kind of always in trouble, but he was so funny. To a point that when the cops were beating him up, they were laughing.
Oh my God.
And I'm standing there, they're holding me, and I'm like, God, Jesus. And they're laughing.
Oh my God. Because
he's making jokes as they're pounding him.
Oh my God.
Back when Boston cops, like, that's what it was like, you know? Jesus. Anyway, but I remember saying to him, like, why don't you make people laugh, like, for a living? And like, really? He's like, I could do that? Yes. And I'm going to forget, we were on the Medford High School, we were on the one of the staircases, and I had this long talk with him. And sure enough, he ended up, I brought him out, I put him on MTV, and, you know, he ended up making, you know, working with Paul Rudd and Denzel Washington and, wow. just, you know, having a huge career. But he said, geez, how'll I ever pay you back? And I don't, you know, I just said, I'd do it for someone else. Like, I just threw it out. I just threw it out. Well, it's funny, because when we were in that situation in the basement, we're working, he said, hey, there's openings at Channel One and they've got like 1,000 tapes here from agents all over the world. He's like, I'm a PA here. Not like he was a producer. He's like, but I, as a PA, like I can probably like say,
tapes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I go, oh my good. So we didn't even have equipment. So I go, God damn. It's like this before the camera phones and things like that. I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out. So I shot on like this old beta cam. And I had Marie with a microphone and had her doing some things, you know, interviewing some people or doing some man on the street stuff. And then we edited it in and very crudely. I mean, literally like a VHS recorder to another VHS recorder is how I edited it. Wow. It's like so economy style. But I said, let's make sure your headshot is amazing, which we did, and pass it along. And so they did. And they said, huh, well, all right. We'll do an interview. We're holding interviews and auditions, whatever. And so then I said, okay, Maria, well, and there's a long story behind it because she didn't want to tell me because I said, I'm never going back to LA. I'm out. Mm. I'm done. Mm. I'll make indie films or something else, but I'm not. I was so hurt by everything. So she didn't want to tell me. And then she didn't want to do it. And I just, okay, no, stop. And I said to her, you have to like do this and live your dream. You have to go out there and do this. Like there's no, I'm not stopping this, you know, like I love that you care about me and you love me. Like it's amazing, but no, this, you have to embrace your destiny. I'll be fine. And so we went to Forever 21 and we've told the story 100 times. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I said, this is a young hip production, but at the same time, they had their very cool, funky sets. It looked very MTV, but you're delivering hard news.
Right.
I said, so I went to one of the people working there. I said, listen, it's going to sound crazy, but she's auditioning for something that we need outfits that say Dateline meets MTV. Does that make sense? And the girl was like, yeah, actually it does. And so we went to town and I, you know, with what little money I had, we got, we bought a couple of outfits, accessories, hats. Like we just went so funky and fun. And, when she went out there, and again, a lot of cynics had given Maria a hard time for working on my movie. This is not going to get you anywhere. And people in our, even people that came to work on the movie who were like editors in the business, but miserable. You know how I feel about people in the middle.
Yes.
You know, and people on the bar stool, the advice they're going to give you. But they were like, this is just a stupid indie film. It's going to literally do nothing for your career being a PA on this. Mm-hmm. So Maria does these interviews and whatever. And the two reasons she got the job was one, her sense of style. And two, they said the fact that she worked on and ended up producing an indie film at like 19. It just, they're like, you're exactly what we need. Because they were coming out of a time where they were paying their hosts like $250,000 a year.
Wow.
Way overpaying. Like ridiculous.
Wow.
And then they were like, they kind of realized they didn't have to do that. So we got off at like 30.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Yeah. But. And they knew they had like the fabulous kids coming in. They needed like the kids that would work. And so now you get Maria who's going to bring that. Like we have that style here. We need that. You're going to bring that. But you know the work scam balance. Mm-hmm. You'll do the work. And so she got the job, and then she said, Kevin, like, I can't go without you, you know? And I was like, and I'm like, but you have to take it, Maria. She's like, well, you know, you
Channel One is in LA.
Was in LA. We were in Boston. We were in the basement. And I just said to her, so, well, what am I going to do, Maria? And she said, well, you can work for me. And so we went out together. And that's when I embraced my role as corporate wife. And I used to, you know, I did all the cooking, the cleaning, the shopping, the laundry, the this, the that. And, oh, and I stayed behind. I stayed behind a few months to save. And I worked I had construction, carny business, and bartending. So I just saved as much cash as I could, and I'd send it out to her. And then I was able to buy her a car, pay off her credit card. So we could start fresh. We lived in like a gang-ridden area, a very dangerous place. And the area that was our dining area became an office. And I said, okay, I'll work behind the scenes and take care of everything. You worry about holding the mic. I'll worry about everything else. And then that was it. I remember just being at the laundromat with all the other women. And I'll never forget, like 2 months in, I will never forget this lady, 3 months in, more humble bragging.
We love it here.
There was a lady that was there, Mexican woman, older Mexican woman. She goes, you know, you good man.
Oh.
I said, what? You good man. I said, what do you mean? She goes, I see you every week here. Every week. And she could see, like, there's women's underwear and I'm folding everything. Yeah, and course. She goes, and I said, but you know, I looked around. I go, you know what? I said, it's actually easy. And she's like, it's easy. Of course it's easy. And I was like, because this is work. This is easy. I mean, I know what it's like to do pick and shovel. Anyway, so.
That is a great. That's when I knew.
I knew. I'm like, no, it's on B.
It's on B.
Yeah, it's on B.
We got this, B. Wow. Thank you for that.
Well, I think it's an interesting story. I don't know if it helps anybody.
I think it helps. I need to find myself a corporate wife.
But also, there's a
that's what I took away from that.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
No. I also think that I also know at the same time a lot of people never feel they've made it, and that's not a bad thing. It can be bad and extreme. But I know with me, I'm like, oh my God, like what? There's so much I want to do.
Yeah.
I've taken it to the extreme where I have muted any success I've had. Mm. Some is shame based and some is to motivate me to keep going. But I have to learn I'm learning how to, that's not a good thing for many reasons. Yeah. It really affects my present day behavior with people. So I'm learning how to not do that. But at the same time, like, and what is making it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what has to get redefined. Like, what is making it?
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. And I think we'll probably get into that later in the show, I'm sure. But that's the problem is, like, I got to make it. And so then it's like, oh, my God, well, what is making it?
Right.
And you're making this unattainable goal.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you're not happy because you're never going to get there.
Yeah. So
it's unattainable. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, this kind of segues into Leah's part two of her question. Mm. What are your opinions of work hard, play hard, which, you know, we call work, scam, balance.
The work, scam, balance, which is very important.
Yes.
But I will say this. I think it should be changed to work hard, relax hard.
Mm. I like that.
If that even makes sense.
It does.
Because that's another myth. Work hard, play hard when you are at a place. Like, I know Leah wanted to open a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say that coffee shop's open. It's been open for 2 or 3 years. It's making tons of money. Okay. And now maybe we can settle into some work hard, play hard. I want to have some fun with this, you know, whatever. It all depends what your goals are. If you are someone who wants to be supremely successful, and as I've talked about on the show, and it depends what your idea of success is, but let's say it's a really tough business. It's maybe it's real estate, finances, your own business, I don't know, show business. Then I think the biggest mistake people make is they work hard and they play hard, but the playing exhausts you, in my experience, then affects your work. And generally, because you're so kind of punch drunk by all of it, you start blaming the work and not the play. And I just think the people that I've seen better were the ones who were in bed at a certain time.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget. There's a guy, Keith Addis. He owned a management company. He probably still does. had Mad Men, a bunch of shows. And early on in our career, we knew him and his wife, kind of lost touch with them. But it was kind of cool being around him, and I miss being around him because of the wisdom he had, because he'd been in the business so long. But at the time, there was this guy that was a financial planner for all the celebrities. Mm. And he was a work hard, play hard guy, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Worked his ass off, making everyone so much money. But then he's like out at the clubs with partying, all the people. Yeah, and he's that guy. And he just said, you know what? Yeah, I see right now they're making 15% of their money, 10% of their money, you know? He's like, but you know what, Kev? He goes, you don't want your financial planner in a nightclub at 1 in the morning. He goes, you want
him in bed by 8.
No, he said, with a warm glass of milk.
Yes.
Looking over some notes, you know, and going to bed. And when I think of the people that have really been super successful, that's how they've been. Now they get to it. Now, because if they practice that, then they hit 40 or 50 or 55, 60. Now they can start playing harder. Cause it's like, I did it. Mm-hmm. Or you play hard minimally, meaning like we used to have one giant blowout from his birthday every year. And man, it was anything goes. It was a 3-day blowout. And I used to say like, we were like a farm that worked all year, you know, tilling the crops and then the harvest comes in and then you have a party, you know, and that's kind of what we did. And then in those parties were amazing rather than 52 weekends a year or 52 Friday nights or Saturdays a year living like that, which most people do.
Yeah.
So I think that if you really have high goals that you want to attain, I think it's work, relax, work hard, relax hard. Relax more, maybe, is a better way to put it.
Relax more. I like that.
Well, I think is better. Because even with you, Kelsey, I'm just coaching you. Like, no, Kels, 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Close the laptop, go to bed.
Yep.
And then on the weekends, you know what? Same thing. You know, just go on walks, do things that nap.
Right.
You know, do those things.
Recharge.
I'll tell you, the first 2 years in the carny business, I worked hard and I played hard. And guess what? I ended up with chronic fatigue, walking pneumonia. I almost died. And, you know, and I learned my lesson. I said, you know what? No more. And I used to say, during the season, I'm not drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't forget me even going to play basketball. My dad was like, oh, really, mister? I have to work 100 hours a week, lifting all this heavy equipment, lugging and loading, working like an animal. And so I can get to L.A. And you want to go run and play full court basketball down at the park.
That's cute.
With all this testosterone and people who are bringing all their problems onto that court, which most civilians do in a league like that. But good. Oh, that's excellent, Kevin. And how does that get you to your dream in L.A.? I'm just curious. What? He's like, Kevin, a lot of my friends. He goes, but Kevin, your friends, they roll an ankle, they break an ankle, and they're on crutches at their desk at Fidelity or whatever bank they're working at. He's like, they get some pain pills. They look cool to their friends. Oh, yeah, I broke and play basketball. They're getting sympathy. It's fun. What are you going to do? You're not getting paid. Mm-mm. You work in a cash business. He's like, you know, your grandfather, the first thing, he's like, I went and I played one softball game or baseball game. My dad was a really good athlete. He's like, I played one baseball game the first month I started working construction. He's like, I slid into home base and I took a spike, somebody's spike in my foot, and I get stitches. So he's like, I told your grandfather, like, oh, you know, yesterday I was playing softball and I have stitches in my one foot. My grandfather's like, oh, okay, good. Today you're going to be wheelbarrowing cement all day. He said, Kevin, all week. He's like, guys that were there bigger and stronger than me, he just had them like doing, rolling out tarps. He's like, God. I had to do it all. He's like, and you know what? The stitches just broke off. He's like, I didn't even bother getting them taken out. He's like, but I learned my lesson.
I taught him a lesson.
He's like, that's that's you're here to provide and make a better life for your family and your goals. So again, I didn't drink. I didn't play any sports like that. In fact, I had a friend he tripped me during one game. And I remember getting up and going, what are you, like, I stole the ball from him and he put his foot out, tripped me. Like, you hyper-competitive little F. I'm like, do you understand? Like, if something happens to me, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't make money. I'm not you. I don't have like a desk job.
Yeah.
But anyway, so those are the things again, the cliches, work hard, play hard. No, really work like that in the real world for the long, I'm about the marathon.
Right.
And in the marathon of all of this, no, work hard, relax more.
I just think someone who used to do it, there's nothing that burns you out faster than working hard and playing hard. And I think social is very important, but you got to do the right kind of social.
That's like, right. Nourishing
like
social.
Nourishing social. Like right. Now I'm starting to get really good with my friends who I can work scam with. Right. You know, I'm like, we're working at a coffee shop together. That's still nourishing to me, but we're not nice. Freaking partying until 3 a.m. because... No.
Which is awesome. And by the way, in 2 seconds, I just want to be clear as manager of TV 38, the minute someone walks in and says, okay, here's all the money you need. And you can either continue to work the way you're working or you can just be drunken at the club 7 days a week.
Kevin's off to the club.
And I'm taking Kelsey with me.
Absolutely.
And even maybe Pooji Pooji. Except Pooji. I think Dr. and Mrs. Dr. Pooji Pooji may not be pleased with us.
We take her.
Well, if it happens, what's the
parents' names? Doctor what? Doctor and Doctor what?
Like their last names?
First names.
My dad's name is Sanjeev and my mom's name is Seema.
Yeah, Dr. Sanjeev and Dr. Seema, I may not be pleased with those choices.
We'll
okay.
See, with a night at freeze.
Should we take, let's take
a
break.
Yeah, how are we looking at time? Okay.
And then we'll do a couple of more questions on this third edition of Ask the Manager Mondays.
Woohoo!
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
And we're back. Listen, guys, please make sure you hit our Patreon. Tell us how we're doing with this. Or at Better Together with Maria and even on iTunes, because, you know, we get a lot of RGF shout outs, which is nice. But it'd be nice to hear if Ask the Manager is working.
Yeah.
We don't really know if it's working because we haven't seen the numbers yet, Kelsey.
We haven't seen the numbers yet.
But no, but the first week we were in the right. We were in the top.
Well, the first week we were right by the Daily Stoic. We were like 2 behind the Daily Stoic.
6 behind Gabby Bernstein. Yeah. So first week we came out strong.
Yeah.
But here's the thing in our business. You got to hold those numbers.
That's right. You can't just do one.
Listen, when I first put on the Three Stooges the first week, you know, and I was playing all the Shemp and Curly ones, I had to see what I brought in the Joe Besser episodes if it was going to hold. If the number was going to hold.
Of course.
And they held okay. Oh, so we kept
good
it.
Good to hear.
Yes,
okay,
we
good.
Kept it back
Yeah, so
then.
We need to hear from you guys.
Yes.
Is what we're saying.
Well, that's what we're saying.
All right, Kevin, ready? Liza. Hey, Liza.
Hey, Liza.
From Boulder, Colorado. She wants to know, just like we schedule our responsibilities, should we schedule downtime for ourselves too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, and I don't do it, but I think the more we can schedule our days, the better, and then that builds different habits. So if it's like I'm going to write at this hour, I'm going to clean the house at this hour, I'm going to take my walk at this hour, I'm going to meditate. I think if you can take a Saturday to make a schedule and stick to it, I can't say enough. I haven't done it. I need to do it, and I don't know why I'm putting it off. Maybe because I'm afraid. I don't know. But no, we do have, this is how, that's how winning gets done. And everything. But schedule it.
Yeah, I agree. It's something I need to do too. I don't do it. And
take
I
that 100-foot view.
Yeah.
That's right. Like, no, this is my, by the way, listen, Queenie, she does it. Like, she's like, no, this is my meditating. Mm. And you know, because I am broken and afraid, I make sure that everything's quiet, like the pin better not drop in the house. But I love that she says, no, this is it. Yeah. Now, when we flip the switch and the manager of the station says, I need this, it's like, yeah, okay, the door just gets kicked open. this is what actually, no, but just to spill a little more tea about the behind the scenes of TV 38,
right.
I actually need to go, no, my time.
Do.
And if not, then I'm going to have to go to a coffee shop or over to AfterBuzz and disappear and just do it. But it, so anyway, yeah, you know, it's very important to schedule all of this, the good, bad, and the ugly of your day. And then, watch cool things happen.
I like that. Do we have time for one more, manager?
Yes.
Okay. Paul from Fort Lauderdale. He wants to know, what are the easiest ways to recharge? Oh, I know what you're going to say. Without worrying about other responsibilities.
I mean, it's hard because your mind is...
Yeah.
So I always say binge watching is nice, binge watching something. And if you feel like you're getting behind, then maybe binge watch on documentaries or biographies on people, because that can make you into a better person too. So it's a little bit of a double dip.
I like that.
What's another one?
Kelly from Connecticut. She wants to know, why do we procrastinate sleep? And at first this question confused me, but I understand because I do it. It's like you get in bed after a long day and you know you should sleep, but you're like, oh no, I don't want to go to sleep.
I don't understand that.
She's saying like, do you ever do that?
No, but here's the thing. I don't sleep, but for different reasons. But all I'll say is this, guys, sleep is the best medicine.
Yeah.
I've had people tell me, just all the inside information here on Ask the Manager. That's why, you know, that's why we're in the top 100 on iTunes.
That's right.
But I heard from someone who's very dear friend to Bob Saget that the one thing that probably killed him was lack of sleep. He didn't sleep a lot. He traveled a lot. He was up and down on planes, but not sleeping, maybe some Ambien here and there to fall asleep, but just it's too much on your body. My dad, never slept, gone at right around 50 something, but young 50s. And I'm telling you, whether you have a cold, a flu bug, an ankle injury, anything, sleep is your best medicine. But then also it is the best way to maintain everything and for long good life. So you got to find sleep. Yeah. Next question, please.
Can I give my quick two cents on
that one? Yes, of course you can, assistant manager.
Thank you. Cause Kelly, I think what you're saying is something that I do and I used to do more, and it's like, you feel like you work all day and then you get home.
Oh, the FOMO thing.
Yeah, it is FOMO. Nope. But I think it goes back to it's scheduling that time for you, right? So it's like when you do schedule that time for you and you feel fulfilled, like just for you, then you want to go to sleep. Then you're okay. Because I'll get in bed and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't done anything for me today. Let's scroll.
Yeah, but again, what? This is what Maria does too.
I know.
That's the problem.
It is a problem.
You're overthinking it.
True.
We have a goal. We want to be on TV.
Yeah.
One of Kelsey's greatest goals. So I want to be on TV. I want to be like a successful host. Guess what? Is sleeping after a great day of productive work, which you do every day here.
It's important.
Is that important?
I don't do it as much.
Excuse me. Wait a second.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Is sleeping, going to bed, getting a good night's rest after a productive day of work, you're going to get you to your hosting, your big dream or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is overthinking it in this ridiculously affluent society of like, oh, I didn't even make a TikTok today, or I didn't have a celery juice while I was, you know, whatever, dancing to the D'Amelios on TikTok. Like all this, like overthinking. Stop it.
Yeah.
Just keep thinking like I'm in a boat and over there I'm in this boat and I see this pylon that's, you know, however thousands of feet away, but I see that little light and I'm going to keep rowing toward that.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that for you, like you've got that goal. You have a big goal, Kelsey. So we don't get to do like when you have those big goals, you don't get to do the civilian life, but I promise you over time, it's so much more worth it. It's so much more valuable.
Well, and I think too, it's like,
and by the way, when you're 40 and you're 50 and you look great and you feel great and you still have the energy of a 27-year-old, you're going to be grateful that you went to sleep.
Well, and I think we're so used to hearing, like you said earlier, like we're hearing like, oh no, sleep is something you can forgo. And that's where my head
for your dream, not for your nonsense.
No, I'm saying that's, it's something that like,
for your dream.
It can slip to the side.
For your dream. It's okay. There's times you're going to have to redline. It's okay. But you're not saying your dream. You're thinking about self-care and this, and I got to do something for me. Like, what are you doing? How's that?
And you end up doing nothing. Because you just lay there being
But again,
loser.
Like, why is that even coming in your brain? It's because of what our society has done.
Yes.
It's like, you know, wait, I'm not doing enough and I'm missing out. Like, no.
Yeah.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Right to sleep. I kicked ass today. It was awesome. Tomorrow's going to be better. And I'm getting another so many feet closer to that goal. Bye, B.
Bye, B.
We talked about this week because Saturday we have a, I said, Michael Kels, we're shooting a pilot, you know, tomorrow, excuse me, on Saturday. Sorry. Screwing this up. And I said, like, it's going to be a long week. I had to tell Maria the same thing. It's like, we got to pace ourselves. So because it's a long week, I said, go home and just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Best thing you can do. And on your day off, the one day off you're going to get this week, same thing. Just watch football, whatever you're going to do, but be in a rested state. Do that. Mm-hmm. One more question.
All right. This is from Aubrey. Aubrey over in Canada. We love our Canada
people. I love Canada people.
They're the kindest.
They really are the
They're
nicest.
The best. Mm-hmm. Aubrey wants to know, oh God, these are all self-care. I love these. How can we create a better relationship with our self-health and self-care? It's a good question.
I think it's taking inventory of your life and journaling everything. For a couple of weeks, I ate this, felt this way. I talked to this person on the phone, felt that way. I was really happy here. It's really sad here. I was all those different things. And then I think you assess that and you start to say, okay, I'm going to remove this. I'm going to add that. I think I'm going to end this on something that I learned that I knew of, but it was stated very well on the Daily Stoic. When we got into it a little bit on Friday, Regular Guy Friday, you know, about focusing on the process rather than result, and that every habit in the process is a vote for the outcome. And if you stick to the small, healthy habits as part of the process, not trying to be someone new now, but just in alignment with who you are, that's when things happen. And so according to the Daily Stoic, and I agree with this, you know, you start with your identity and your lifestyle and looking at those. And then you want to make choices and habit to support those. So if I want to be a healthy person, right? You look at all your choices and habits, that's going to get you to be a healthier person. And remember, I think we said this on Regular Guy Friday about embracing process over results. So rather than I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to, you know, I'm trying to think of something more concrete. I want to get rid of all my anxiety. I want, you know, like those are goals that are really hard to achieve. And if you do achieve them, maybe you're like wiped out after that achievement. And then what? Whereas if you go back to the process and look at it more of a lifestyle choice and say, I want to make healthier eating choices. I want to be healthier this year. I want to practice more self-care. Now we start with that. And then we look at the habits and the activities and the choices we're making every day. And we're supporting that. Not, I got to lose 100 pounds. It's something like I'm making healthier choices and habits. And then what happens is, like, you know, over time, the reason they call it habit, it's habitual, becomes a way of life. But the nice thing is it doesn't just lead to one win. It just leads to more wins over and over again.
Yeah.
And so I think thinking about acting in alignment with who you are, or who you want to be. I want to be healthier. I want to take better care of myself. I want to love myself more. I want to forgive myself more. Whatever it is, whatever your scam is, whatever's ailing you, that's the process. And then what habits, when you journal and you look at your day, what habits is that supporting me to, you know, forgive myself? Is that supporting me to be more into caring for myself? Is that supporting me for being healthier? And then you go from there. And I don't know.
I like that a lot.
And the other thing is, like, there's another thing too that I heard on this, and we talked about working hard early in this episode. It's like, you know, the struggle makes the outcome much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
It does. In this, again, I take it to parents who've taken away all the pain from their children. You wonder why the medicated zombies who get knocked to the ground over a mosquito bite, because you took it all away, and why they're unhappy. You took away the journey. You took away the obstacles. Mm-hmm. It's better when you're Jay Glazer and it was all stacked against you and they told you how many times you couldn't do something.
Yeah.
Jamie Karen Lima.
Oh,
can
my
you imagine
God.
This girl?
Yeah.
She's told, like, she has the brilliant mind, brilliant spirit. And they're like, and the guy literally tells her, nah, no one's going to buy off you.
Yeah. Oh, and that was like the 50th no she'd gone.
Right?
Yeah.
Keeps going. But how enjoyable is it now that she makes it? And not only that, guys, hires the guy to work for her.
Yeah.
The same big and a big power guy. This isn't some middle of the road guy. This is like a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can come now, run my company. Arrogant snort in.
So good.
From Adam Carolla, loves that. But yeah. but way more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and I think as you build these new habits, you celebrate these habits. Hey, I am going to bed at 9. Woohoo.
Woohoo. Yeah.
Hey, I am eating 10% less portions in my meals every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? I only have sugar or like sugar once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you celebrate that.
You have to.
But you celebrate that more than the, I lost weight and I just, no, just keep celebrating the habits and the process.
Mm.
And I think there's another thing that this is funny. These questions came in because this came, again, universe is always playing tricks on us and having their fun with us. But when we listen, we get the messages we need. So like, this was another thing I had written down that was on the Daily Stoic. You know what, this is a question that these guys were asking themselves. What do I want my days to look like? And they say, design your perfect day and then reverse engineer from there.
Mm.
So what would your perfect day look like? Okay.
Cool.
So we've got that mapped out, right? Now we go, okay, how do I fit that into my scams? My job, my day job, my this, my that. How do I fit that in?
Yeah.
So these are just like, I don't know, some of the things, again, if we just pause and take the time to take that 100-foot view of our lives and to see this differently, you know, focus on process rather than result and looking at these habits and get away from goals.
Mm-hmm.
and let's go more to identity and lifestyle. What do we, you know, what generally do we want? For me, I want to be a writer again. So I got to write.
Yep.
Not, I have to sell a book, sell a screenplay. I want to be a writer again. And even with podcasting, like we're doing this, like, mm-hmm. All right, maybe I want to do more podcasting, not necessarily because there are shows I want to launch that I just keep putting off because whatever. And then I put it off and guess what? I feel down.
Yes. Yep.
But when I just go, I want to do more podcasting. Well, look, we went from Regular Guy Friday to Ask the Manager Mondays.
Yeah.
I'm fulfilling
yeah.
that lifestyle process, that choice and then that process.
Such a good lesson.
So, you
mm-hmm.
know.
And we don't, I think society celebrates. I mean, we're used to, society celebrates all the big things and the big accomplishments. Well, and it's like,
and that's why I just mute it.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is, you know, this is interesting too. This ties back to Kelsey on Regular Guy Friday and, you know, friends
mm-hmm.
that were guilting her about a stand-up comedy show. And Kelsey thought it was good news that they found someone else to go with so they wouldn't shame her anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, that is not good news. And you should never be letting anyone make you feel like that. But this is another great thing that I picked up from the Daily Stoic. Yes is a commitment. No is a choice.
Yes is a commitment. No is a choice. Ooh.
So when you, and this ties into even the minimalists on another podcast, which is amazing. But when you say yes to something, you know, you've taken something on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, oh God, I'm committed to doing this. But no is a choice. No.
Mm.
And if you can get over the shame and all that other stuff that was bothering you, like, look at how much better your day is from not going to that stand-up show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But yes, commitment, heavy. Oh, God. You know, it's like, it's one thing I have to do. So, and when we have a lot of people in the Hail Squad that like to say yes,
mm-hmm.
probably say yes more than they need to for when people ask them for things.
Yeah. No is a choice.
You know.
I like that.
And I think I'd love to share something.
Please share.
No, you know what? Maybe I'll save it for next week.
Uh-oh. Little tease. We had a lot of great lessons.
It's about the people who need to burn us to the ground.
Ah.
Why they do it. And why nice people get burned to the ground.
Mm, save that.
Exactly why. And so it has some breakthroughs to really figure out why. And why the people who do it to us are so good at doing it. And what goes through their heads. And why they do it. And then, of course, how we navigate it. Yeah, we'll
that's juicy.
That could be a week from Monday. But Kelsey.
Kevin.
Anything else, really?
I think we learned a lot today. Pooji? And I would really like to thank you.
Any questions from the booth, Pooj?
No, I also just want to thank you. We had like a jam-packed episode, and it was so good. So thank you, manager.
Kelsey is assistant manager, so then what is Pooji? Pooji Pooj is... Disaster manager have a DJ? Maybe this is the updated version?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You had to bring it up to 2022?
Yeah, exactly.
From 1974?
And right. Here it's 2022, out there still.
Yeah, it's 1970.
Oh, in the booth. Oh,
in the booth.
It's current age.
Well, DJ Pooji Pooj, why don't you bring in our music and our friend? You know what? It'll be a great week.
Great
set of scams ahead.
On behalf of associate producer Pooja Nair and the rest of BT staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Ask the Manager Mondays. Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com or on Instagram @bettertogetherwithmaria for an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript of today's show. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, PO Box 311, Encino, California, 91316. Stay crisp, Queens.
And just remember, it's a wise man who's ruled by the stars and a fool who's ruled by them. Yes.
I'm going to need to hear that.
A little shout out to the Cosmic Muffin. 1980s WBCN.
Oh my God.
It's a fool. It's a wise man. Let's see. What is it now? A little bonus content for you.
Oh, a wise man that's ruled by the stars?
I said it, Kels.
You said a wise man ruled by the stars and a fool who's ruled by them.
A wise man rules the stars.
Oh, rules the stars.
But a fool, it's a fool.
Is ruled by them.
And Kelsey, I mean, Pooji Pooj. Please, bonus content. You can keep our theme song going.
She's going to start talking again.
Well, listen, that was a test signature out.
That makes more sense to me, though. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
By the way, heard it for maybe 10 years through elementary school, junior high, and high school.
Oh,
and
my God.
Never understood it.
I like it.
Never understood it. Okay, you guys, everyone, Monday.
Monday.
Make sure you check out mariamenounos.com for our website. All the blogs there. And know it's a work in progress.
Progress.
And that we're going to continue to add content to it. There'll be some after-school specials being dropped.
That's right.
A lot of fun stuff to look forward to. And thank you always for your support and for tuning in. And have an amazing week.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, no bye, Betches.
We can't.
Yeah, no.
Bye.
Bye, fellow managers.
Goodbye, fellow managers.
Yeah. Because you know what?
Cheers to the week ahead.
I think the way a regular Friday, everyone's a queen. Maybe on this show, everyone's a manager.
Everyone's a manager. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Fair enough.
Be a good manager this week.
And we're out.